Great God, it has been a long time since you have poured out your divine blessings and favor upon this land. We lie in desolation. We are in desperation. Our country is laid waste by pestilence and corruption. Our politicians are godless and self-serving. Our judicial system is corrupt and morally bankrupt. Our society lies in the grip of sexual sin, polluted by sexual perversion and moral indecency. Our young people today are addicted to narcotics, alcohol, and sex, and have no moral compass to guide them. The churches are fast asleep on the twin pillows of conformity and compromise. We have grieved away your Holy Spirit from our midst by our presumptuous sins and self-preservation. The entire world, it seems, is anti-God, anti-holiness, and ready to receive the Antichrist when he appears. We have cheapened your gospel message in an attempt to gain more additions to our already overbuilt churches. Our churches are prayerless, our congregations careless. We've turned your house of prayer into houses of entertainment. We serve you with divided hearts and half-hearted prayer. Our lives lack personal holiness. We fail to have a consistent walk with thee because our lives are worldly and materialistic. Our entertainment industry, which we feed on, is run by perverts and God-haters and feed our families that garbage as it spills moral pollution into our households until we ourselves are morally polluted as well. We are insensitive to your spirit, and we are desensitized to sin. America has turned her back on the God of the Bible and has legalized every known sin. We call evil good and good evil, and our communities are filled with more and more evil every day. The nation is in the grip of wickedness, in the grip of moral decay, and there's no sense of shame or indecency anymore. Public nudity is all around us. There is no fear of God in the land. The country lies in the grip of prostitution and drunkenness. We have legislated you out of our government. We have legislated you out of our educational system. We have mocked you through the legislation of the murder of the unborn. This country has become a slaughterhouse, and the blood of innocent victims fills our streets. Crime is out of control. Drugs are out of control. Our entire society is spinning out of control as we drown in our own mucus of moral chaos. Where is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Where is the God of Elijah? Your arm is not too short to save. Have mercy upon us and grant us the grace of repentance and humility of heart. We cry the cry of the psalmist, O Lord God of hosts, how long wilt thou be angry against the prayer of thy people? Turn us again, O God of hosts, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven, and behold, and visit this vine. Send us a heaven-sent revival that will turn this country back to you. Send us a revival that will reach from coast to coast before we destroy ourselves through blind-eyed sin. We need you, great God Almighty. We need the Lord Jesus to be prominent in our daily living and preeminent in our sanctuaries once again. We are sorry for grieving you away through pride and self-exaltation, self-reliance and sin. Come strip us, O Lord. Come visit us, O Lord. Revive us once again for your name's sake and for your great glory. I pray these things in the strong name of Jesus. Amen.